Listener Production.
Good morning, Lizzie Biger here, and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking the weather first, 31 degrees and partly cloudy for Townsville today, down to 23 degrees tonight. Making news today, March 23. Locals share their experiences with the Queensland healthcare system, future construction projects in Townsville, and Red Cross is putting out an urgent call for donors. More than 80 people have shared their personal experiences with the health system at the 30th Queensland Health Crisis Town Hall in Townsville. It comes after Townsville Hospital recorded the largest increase in wait times to see a specialist in the state in the last quarter. Opposition leader David Crisafulli says there are hundreds of thousands of people who rely on services from the Townsville Hospital.
Townsville Hospital holds such an important part of services that need to be delivered for regional Queensland. If services of that nature are failing in Townsville, they are failing for everyone outside the southeast corner of the state. And that needs to be rectified, and it needs to be rectified quickly.
Construction workforce planning experts met with Townsville industry leaders yesterday to discuss the next chapter for the region and what kind of skills will be most in demand. It comes as the residential building boom cools down and sustained labour and material shortages finally ease. Although it's not a hiatus for the industry, with Construction Skills Queensland saying infrastructure and renewable projects will continue to create significant demand for skilled trades. CSQ General Manager Sean Comiskey says Townsville is moving into a more sustainable period of ongoing activity.
There's a huge range of construction projects that are going to require labour moving into the future, and we're here meeting with industry to best prepare them for what lies ahead.
There's an urgent call for blood donors right across Queensland. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood needs blood and plasma now, and as we head for the Easter long weekend. Lifeblood's Belinda Smitschik says everyone's welcome to donate.
All blood types are needed, and particularly we need O negative because it is that universal blood type. We're also looking for A, B and O positive donors right now.
And welfare groups say the housing crisis is getting worse in Queensland and there's no end in sight. St Vincent de Paul says demand is skyrocketing right across the state, with the number of homeless people up 22% in the past 5 years. Taking a look at local sport, the Townsville Fire have won the Women's National Basketball League Championship in a nail-biter of a game last night against the Southside Flyers. It looked like the Flyers were going to extend the series, leading by 5 points in the last 7 minutes, but the Fire came through, winning the second playoff games, 82 points to 69, and earning them the 22-23 title and their fourth championship. The girls have played a remarkable season and are undefeated since January 5th, now winning 16 games in a row. This is the first time they have taken the title in 5 years. The Black Hawks will hit the road for the first time this season after they scored back-to-back home games. Coach Aaron Payne has named an unchanged 19-man squad for this weekend's clash against the Mackay Cutters. Mitchell Dunn will line up in the black and green, with the team hoping they will get more minutes out of him. Dunn still has some restrictions around his play time after he tore his ACL last year. All the action kicks off on Saturday at BB Prince Stadium from 6:15 p.m. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Townsville and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.